Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Iman, and I'm a 22-year-old transfer from Moreno Valley. I graduated this last past year from a community college with an Associate of Arts as well as an Associate of Science degree in biology. I know I got to give myself a hand because that was pretty hard, but I did it. I chose bio because it's a very hands-on major. I love what it has to offer. I love the different things that you can do with it. You know, you just experience so many new things when you're a bio major. I mean, now I think about it, I'm like, okay, I have no life because bio majors, that's what we do. We have no life. It's, our focus is biology, but that's what I've always wanted to do, nothing else. And with that, I want to become a physician's assistant in the emergency room. Why the emergency room? Because it's an amazing place. There's always stuff to do. It's always hectic and crazy, chaotic. I just love it. It's a very hands-on. You do so many things in the emergency room, and I wouldn't choose anything else. It's not a desk job that you do the same thing every day. I mean, there's just always something new that's going on there, and that's why I chose it. Do I like college? Well, of course I like college. I love what it has to offer. I love the fact that you can learn and experience new things. You can gain new traits that help you out. You know, today they can help you out, tomorrow they can help you out, with whenever, and you can always say, you know what, I learned that while going to college. And there's always new learning strategies, and you can gain problem solving strategies, and you know, you learn how to bond with, you know, friends, you make friendships, you learn, okay, so this is how they do things. And it's always a good experience when you can learn something from somebody else and apply it in your life. And you know, I do expect a lot of things from college. I want to gain a degree. I want to, you know, get some successful tips to benefit me, you know, now, in the future, whenever, and just look back and say, you know what, this is how I became successful. And I want to gain independent growth to show myself, you know, what I like, what I don't like, and how I can be a great person, you know, learning different things and being successful and taking what I've learned into the real world and applying it and showing that I actually learned something and that I can actually be something from the things that I've learned in college. And I asked myself, why is physics important to me? Well, because physics helps me open my eyes to new things. It helps me to realize that it's stuff I've been doing all my life, whether I was a child, you know, all the way up to now, just little things of how the different forces can, you know, come together and just say, wow, you know, this is something I've been doing forever and I never would have known. It makes me want to try new experiments, you know, just trying little things such as taking the tablecloth from under the dishes and stuff. I tried that and it doesn't work, but it was something new I wanted to try because I learned it in physics. And it's important to my future because it helps me to realize how my everyday uses are tied to physics, you know, from turning a chair or, you know, just starting my car. There's accelerators in that. There's different things, and it helps me with my intellectual growth because it makes me more aware of my surroundings, how it's all tied into certain principles, you know, where you have the mass and acceleration, how you can make that into a force, how you can do things once you have those two. And, you know, just different things on why it's important to me, because it helps me basically in everyday life. It helps me learn the fundamentals, and that's why physics is important to me. And why, or what is the purpose of problem-solving method that Tony reinforces? Well, I think he wants us to help understand the techniques of problem-solving, you know, why it's important to solve problems the way it is, because you can organize your thoughts clearly and your procedures, and once you lay everything out, you can see that, okay, this is how it needs to be done. Okay, so I understand it. Maybe if I draw it out, I can get it better. You know, if I have a diagram, I can understand it. And you understand how to solve problems using different strategies. You know, when you draw a diagram and then you come to a solution and then you say, okay, now that I have that, what can I do with it? Well, that's when you reason and you think of, okay, how can this, you know, how can I take this solution and make it into a reason? And you start to think of the reasons of how it became that way, and you know, you start to explain yourself, and therefore I think that's why he reinforces it. So therefore we can be clear in our problem solving strategies, and therefore we can understand and take, not only take this problem solving method through this class, but take it into other classes, and then, you know, you can be more organized. So I hope you guys got to know a little bit about me. You know, say hi to me in class, speak to me, I'm a pretty cool person, and hopefully you enjoy me, and I'm really up to meeting a lot of new people. Talk to you guys later.